And welcome to the first ever Progress Talk Super Episode. I'm going to talk about multiple candidates, check in on the polls, play some videos for you. Let's get right into it. First, I'm going to start with Washington Governor Jay Inslee and his bid for president. And the first thing I'm going to do here is play you his campaign video. See what you guys think about this.
What do you have to say about climate change?
A lot.
We have got to stop global warming.
Everyone in this country knows
climate is changing.
Reduce carbon pollution.
New energy future.
Climate change.
Climate change.
We should be dealing with climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
We need to defeat climate change.
That's what I believe. We're the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we're the last that can do something about it. We went to the moon and created technologies that have changed the world. Our country's next mission must be to rise up to the most urgent challenge of our time, defeating climate change. This crisis isn't just a chart or graph anymore. The impacts are being felt everywhere. We have an opportunity to transform our economy, run on 100% clean energy that will bring millions of good-paying jobs to every community across America, create a more just future for everyone. I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement. This is our moment.
This is our moment.
And that video will give you a sense of what Jay Inslee is campaigning on. Basically, climate change. That's his biggest top priority. And he actually said something about it. I believe he said, this is not going to be my only thing I'm going to talk about. But as you can already tell, it's going to be the number one issue he's talking about. Who is he? He is from Seattle. I believe he was the congressperson representing Seattle in Congress before he ran for governor. So he's from Seattle. He attended Willamette University in Salem, Oregon. I feel like he is the better Seattle candidate compared to Howard Schultz because he is not a centrist independent because Seattle is not centrist. It is not independent. It is very left-leaning, very Democratic voting. Also, Howard Schultz sold Seattle's beloved basketball team to a billionaire from Oklahoma, and he moved the team there. So people in Seattle kind of hate Howard Schultz anyway. So he's from Seattle, and he is the proud signee of the No Fossil Fuel Money Pledge. So basically, he's not taking any big money from fossil fuel companies. He didn't say anything about other big companies, but we can definitely confirm that he will not be taking any big money. Climate change, number one issue for him. That's all he's going to talk about on this campaign trail. I can just tell, which is good. We really need to talk about climate change. It is a major issue in this country. Do I see him becoming president? No way. He has a very low chance of becoming president. He has a very small campaign so far, and even though I like his message, I don't think he's going to go super far. I wouldn't even say he's going to make it past the first primary, the first caucus. Do I think he will be in national politics? Yes, I do. I think that he could be work for an environmental policy agency. He could be an environmental policy advisor for whoever the next Democratic president will be, because he definitely likes to talk about climate change, definitely very into that, has some great ideas as to how we could fix it, and I really support him on that. He was the regional director for Health and Human Services under Bill Clinton, so that gives you a little background into him and his role in the Democratic Party. And he claims that his progressive policy has helped state growth and growth in the area. I believe that is true. I live in the same general area as him, and there have been a crazy ton amount of people moving to this area in the last 10 years. It has exploded, not only in Washington, but in surrounding states. There is many people moving here. So I definitely think that that is part of it. I can back him on that claim. We will see how his campaign will go. I don't personally think he'll go for that long. He could fizzle out. But hey, anything can happen. That's what 2016 taught us. All right, now let's talk about Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm going to play you the Tulsi Gabbard campaign video.
Like so many of you, it is painful and disheartening to see how much divisiveness is being fomented by those who wish to tear us apart. We have people in positions of power who are not thinking about the well-being of the people and our planet. Where is that conversation about the needs of our people? Where is the conversation about peace? Every time we launch these interventionist regime change wars, it is not only our veterans who pay the price for that. Every single one of us pays the price. We have spent trillions of your taxpayer dollars to pay for these wars, taking those dollars away from our communities and our people who need them right here at home. We are the ones who have the power to make change. It takes every single one of our hands, our hearts, and our voices, motivated by this love and aloha, to take on those forces and those obstacles that can seem too great to overcome. There is no force more powerful than love. This is how we come together as Americans. This is why we fight. For the future that we hope will be so much brighter for those that we care about, for the country that we love.
So Tulsi Gabbard is basically what you would think a stereotype of a candidate from Hawaii would look like. She, on her website, uses the word aloha a lot. That's like her campaign word, one of her buzzwords. And she wears leis around her neck, dresses in a Hawaii fashion. But all looks aside, she served in Iraq. She is a United States war veteran. She, in that video and in the past, has talked about how she wants to end offensive wars, wars where America goes in and tries to change regimes, as she put it. She, yeah, is anti-war. She has adopted many progressive ideals and ideals. Sorry, those kind of sounded alike. She's friends with Bernie Sanders. She has adopted $15 an hour minimum wage, Medicare for all, and a varying number of other big progressive bills. One of her weaknesses is her past. I believe she is Hindu. She is the first Hindu woman elected to the Senate. I believe I heard that a little while ago. You can fact check me on that. But she has a history of anti-gay remarks, anti-LGBTQ remarks, and was in some anti-gay hate groups when she was younger. Even one of those hate groups was run by her father. That turned off a lot of people to her campaign. That was a major blow for her. What do I think her odds are at? I honestly don't think she has very good odds to actually become president. But as I've said for many of the other candidates, I think she will be in politics, be on a cabinet position, even a vice president for one of the big progressive candidates like Bernie Sanders. Although I bet on Nina Turner, the former senator of Ohio, to be Bernie's VP if he does go that far. But you can expect her to stay in progressive politics. Maybe she could still be the senator of Hawaii if she drops out soon enough. Just rechannels her campaign. That is Tulsi Gabbard. In this next piece, I'm going to talk about the odds and the polling currently for New Hampshire voters. So stay tuned. Okay. This is an article from Politico, a very trustworthy political and polling site. It says 26% of Democratic primary voters support Bernie Sanders, who's currently an independent, according to the University of New Hampshire's poll. 26%. That's very good odds. That's the most of anyone here. Trailing Sanders is former VP Joe Biden, 22% of Democratic voters. Then Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren with 10% and 7% respectively. Going into these crucial primary states such as Iowa and New Hampshire, there's going to be a lot of make or break campaigns. Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, those are people that are currently trying to establish themselves. If they do not make it past these states, they've got little to no chance of actually continuing. I think that Kamala Harris is going to do not great, but fairly well in these states. I think that Amy Klobuchar is going to drop out soon. Kirsten Gillibrand, going to drop out soon. Cory Booker might drop out soon as well. Of course, this is just one poll so far. And the most common answer, undecided. Most people have not made up their minds yet. They might be pressing for another candidate that I did not mention right now. Or they might just be surveying their options. All right. Thank you for listening to this episode. More to come soon. Thanks.